Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 22nd to 28th, 2012. As Israeli settlement activity increases in the West Bank, Palestinian president makes remarks about dissolving the Palestinian Authority. Meanwhile, Israeli invasions into West Bank communities continue. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Protests this week were in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian political prisoners held by Israel. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the story.
This week, anti-wall and settlements protests were organized on Friday in the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Masra village in southern West Bank, in addition to Kfar Kadum in the north. International and Israeli supporters joined Nabi Saleh villagers in their weekly anti-wall protest on Friday midday. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against protesters before even leaving the village. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in central West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the anti-wall protest organized at the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin. Local sources reported that Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the Israeli wall. In the village of Kfar Kadum, many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlements protest there. Soldiers fired tear gas at the residents as soon as they reached the roadblock Israel installed 10 years ago. The army roadblock cuts off the main road that connects the village with the rest of the West Bank. Three residents were slightly injured at Al-Masra village on Friday when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest there. Soldiers forced people back into the village and did not allow them to get to the wall. Soldiers used rifle butts and batons to push people back, causing the three injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khumsi.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas gestured this week possibility to dissolve the Palestinian Authority unless Israel halts settlements building on the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari reports.
Palestinian President's suggestion comes on top of relentless efforts by him and other international players to help bridge the gap between Israelis and Palestinians for the resumption of stalled peace talks amidst Israel's persistence to keep up settlement activities on occupied Palestinian territories. Recently, some European countries, including France, which backed a UN resolution recognizing Palestine as a non-member state at the UN, have engaged in efforts to bring Palestinians and Israelis back to the negotiations table based on a two-state solution with Palestine statehood on the 1967 border lines, including Gaza Strip, West Bank, and East Jerusalem. From his part, Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman challenged Abbas by asking him to go ahead with dissolving the Palestinian Authority, for Lieberman considers Abbas as an obstacle to peacemaking in the region. Lieberman warned of control by the Islamist Hamas party, which Israel rejects, over the West Bank, similar to the situation in Gaza. In his statement, Abbas proposed that at some point he would prefer handing over responsibility for the Palestinian occupied territories to the Israeli occupation. Israel has not yet agreed to any permanent solution with the Palestinians following two decades of negotiations starting from the Oslo Peace Accords of 1993. On a related note, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met in Jordan this week with the Jordanian monarch Abdullah II. Some media sources suggested that Netanyahu discussed with Abdullah possible PA Jordan confederation, which will eventually lead to a permanent status solution for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Meanwhile, Secretary General of the Arab States League Nabil Al Arabi is expected to arrive in Ramallah of the West Bank soon with an Arab effort to back the Palestinian Authority financially and politically. Since last November's Palestinian bid at the United Nations, the PA has been facing an unprecedented financial crisis to the extent it could not fund salaries of its payroll. In the Gaza Strip, the ruling Hamas party agreed to Fatah's request to hold a major celebration ceremony in one of Gaza's large squares. The agreement by Hamas is the first of its type in the past 5 years, as Fatah is to mark the 48th anniversary of the movement's establishment. Hamas's agreement is similar to another move in the West Bank, where Hamas movement was allowed by the PA in Ramallah to mark the anniversary of the party's establishment for the first time in 5 years. Since 2007, Hamas has been in control of the Gaza Strip after taking over the authority from Fatah leadership amidst political rivalry. Recently, both parties have begun some sort of confidence-building measures ahead of possible political reconciliation and reunification of the Palestinian political spectrum. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli army conducted at least 71 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During these invasions, they arrested at least 44 Palestinians. Israeli troops also left at least 8 Palestinians injured this week. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
This week, invasions in the West Bank were focused in the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Ramallah, and Jenin. Among those arrested this week, there were 6 children. On Saturday, 6 Palestinian civilians, including a child, were wounded when the Israeli forces opened fire at dozens of Palestinians who went out in a funeral of a dead person to the cemetery near the entrance of Beit Umar village, north of Hebron. Wounds of 2 residents were serious, doctors reported. Later in the week, the Palestinian Political Prisoner Society reported on Wednesday that at least 4 prisoners were injured during an Israeli troops attack on them at the military Megiddo prison. The society said that troops stormed Section 9, 6 and 4 of Megiddo and assaulted the detainees. The 4 injured were from Section 6, the society added. Israeli settlers attacked on Thursday midday the village of Kassara near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Local sources reported that settlers attacked residents' homes and uprooted 40 olive trees owned by local farmers. Residents told local news that the settlers also attacked them on Wednesday at night. Also on Thursday, in the central West Bank town of Al-Izariya, Israeli troops demolished a house and a workshop. In the Gaza Strip this week, the Information Center of the Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza issued a report on Thursday saying that Israeli attacks during 2012 on the Strip have left 278 Palestinians dead and 2,158 injured. According to the report, 189 residents were killed during the Israeli 8-day war on Gaza in November. Moreover, the November Israeli war left 1,526 injured, according to the report. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for December 22nd to 28th, 2012. From the occupied Palestinian territories, this is our last report for the year 2012. We hope to get back with you in next year in 2013. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. On behalf of the IMEMC news team, we wish you had a Merry Christmas and hope for a better new year in 2013. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.